Now, the shotgun start in golf is full of mathematics. There's a lot of setup work that we have to do in order to make a tournament work. So I'm going to demonstrate to you just exactly how we do a shotgun start here.
And here we go.
All right, all right, all right. Gentlemen, start your engine!
Greetings and welcome to a Wednesday edition of the Shotgun Start. It is May 1st. Andy, how we doing?
Brendan, we're doing great. It is a first of the month recording. All's right. You know, it should be a good month. Should be a good month of May. I got a message last night from somebody that said, what are you doing for Blocky Eve?
What does that mean?
Eve of Blocky Month, I think it was.
Oh, Blocky.
What are you doing on the eve of Blocky Month?
Amazing. Blocky season's already started. PGA is sharing clips. So he's been kind of sleeping, ready to come in like a lion with the month of May. He's sort of laying low, but they're sharing, you know, highlights of approach shots, you know, these little nippers he's hitting down at PGA Frisco. Doesn't look like he's going to make it on the PGA Championship, top 20. It looks like he's T45. Wyatt Worthington, your leader. Everybody wants a good PGA pro update here to start Wednesday, the first of the month. What do you have news for?
I've received some intel, some insight. Your favorite activation, the Corebridge 20.
Corebridge Financial, yeah.
Corebridge Financial 20. You know, the 20 club pros that got to go, the 20 club pros that qualify. Blocky will be in there no matter what. He will be in the Corebridge 20, whether he makes it or not. So if he doesn't make it, there will be 21. If he does make it, there will be 20.
So do you think the PGA...
But it'll still be
like
called the Corebridge 20.
Well, you know, like how the running backs don't feel like they're properly valued. Do you think the PGA of America held out and renegotiated this contract? Corebridge, thanks to Blocky, just becoming the most famous golfer in the world. And now they're getting 21 players for 20 spot activation. Did the PGA have to renegotiate their contract with the Corebridge Financial Institution ahead of Valhalla? It's just an incredible deal, that marketing manager. Just sponsoring some ho-hum professional leaderboard, club pro leaderboard, just hitting it out of the park with the Corebridge Financial. So they'll have 21. Incredible value continues for that deal.
But it'll be called 20.
Well, does the name mean anything, Andy? Because this week we have the CJ Cup Byron Nelson with a plaque as a trophy. None of this shit matters anymore.
This is a great week. We've got the plaque week.
We've got Jupiter Lynx. We've got Ball Frogs. We've got Live At. Like, all this stuff, you know, it's ridiculous. It's unserious.
Don't you dare call the Ball Frogs unserious.
They don't even have a team. They're missing Turrell. Don't call me Terrell Hatton.
I think we found our fourth.
Shane Lowry?
Yeah.
Is he not already on a team, or is he in it? He's not in TGL yet, is he not?
Yeah, it seems like this is a natural fit. Why wouldn't you build off the success that this team's already has, you know?
One bow I want to put on the pro. Because we're not going to come back to this. The pig man? Baconator is not doing well.
T113 didn't have it this week.
What we need to establish parameters for the Rusty Zone, because we're getting submissions that Andy, don't call me Andrew, apparently trying to rebrand himself as Andy Svoboda, is hot to trot, playing out of Butler National, I believe, is where he's listed as a pro. But, you know, the famed Wingfoot Jr., he's on the club champion wall at Wingfoot. It's also 80 PGA Tour starts, made 33 cuts in the PGA Tour, almost $2 million in PGA Tour earnings. Does Andy, don't call me Andrew anymore, Svoboda, fall into the Oresti zone? It looks like he's going to get the Valhalla, a.k.a. Hala, in the top 20 position.
I I don't think so. Omar's played 390 PGA Tour starts. Like that's okay. Not even close. I mean, Omar's getting close to, he's close to chasing down Russ Cochran.
That's fair. That's fair. Plus, we're getting tales of him taking people's lunch money with closest to the pin competitions and like ho-hum charity outings. Okay. Just lurking. We're just keeping an eye on the PGA.
He's not in that zone. You can't put him
keeping
in
keeping an eye on the integrity of the professional national and who gets those coveted spots at Valhalla.
God, two of my guys are on the bubble here. We got Brad Merrick. We got to get him in. Got to get him.
Oh,
in.
Yeah.
And we got Tom Johnson. The great Tom Johnson. T45.
Oh, your guy. The goofball. From Meadow great. Club, right?
He's just a wonderful spirit. Yes. He's got just a great human spirit. So we got to get those guys in.
Is this a mixed event?
I don't think so.
Why is Stephanie Connolly Iceworth at T5? I'm confused. Maybe they're also playing for the KPMG at the same time, concurrent. I don't know. I can't keep track anymore. So that's your PGA Pro National here as we start. Hey, the winners of that get a coveted spot at Hala. The winners of, or the advancers in the LIV National Championship are headed, just announced, hot off the presses, the illustrious Ballyhood, one of the Heartland's favorite, most iconic courses, Golden Age Classic, Bolingbrook Golf Club or Golf Course. I'm not sure which one it is. Has been announced as the culminating event of LIV's third season. What kind of intel do you have as a Chicagoland native yourself on Bolingbrook Golf Club?
I have a lot. I believe I played maybe the first ever tournament at Bolingbrook. I played at AJGA at Bolingbrook in my high school years. I'm just trying to find the results.
Hitting the putt on the 18th, dreaming of one day putt out for the LIV Nash individual title as you're making the putt on the 18th.
If only I knew what this course would one day host. I used to live close to this golf course. I never frequented it honestly, I haven't ever been back to Bolingbrook since my childhood playing the tournament. I think that should speak to the lengths of this is
volumes.
This is a public access course in Chicago. For all of my 20s, I played public access golf in Chicago. Basically, my whole life. I didn't go back there one time after playing this AJGA tournament in high school.
My only experience with Bolingbrook, it's a municipality in which I entered to retrieve an RV from an individual that smelled like an ashtray, walking ashtray, to take to the Ryder Cup that I then bounced around and banged around to try to drive that up to Whistling Straits, whatever that was. No, 3 years ago. That's my only interaction with Bolingbrook.
How far would you say Bolingbrook was from my residence?
Too far. Especially when you're driving an RV for the first time in your life and trying to get it around
20
the
minutes?
Even
20?
Wide suburban roads. Yeah.
20 minutes.
And your residence at that time, I didn't feel close.
So it's 20
didn't
minutes
feel
away.
Close.
I just am trying to make a 20 minutes away. And
yeah,
the number of times I could count the number of times that I thought about going to Bolingbrook Golf Club. That I live 20 minutes away. It's now hosting the individual championship for LIV Golf. The number of times I thought about going to Bolingbrook was zero.
Tough. This is a joke.
This golf course, it's fine. It's a fine golf. I cannot believe that Bryson DeChambeau, Brooks Koepka, Dustin Johnson are going and playing at Bolingbrook. What an embarrassment for Liv. Like, utter
Jim Nugent
embarrassment.
Tweeted, Bolingbrook is comfortably within the top 200 courses in Chicago. Pretty incisive tweet from the... I think he's a Chicago native.
Yeah, he is.
Greg Norman, on the other hand, passionate sports fans of Chicago have embraced the intense competition and fan-first experience that Liv Golf delivers. Ah, feels like more like, where's Rich Harvest Farms? Where is that? Dick Harvest Farms? What
Sugar Grove
municipality is that? Sugar Grove. So this I don't know.
Passionate this sports is 25 minutes closer it to is. Chicago than Dick Harvest Farms.
And this year will be an incredible setting for a high-stakes event as players battle it out for the individual title and a roster spot for 2025. We're thrilled to return to Illinois with the event at Bolingbrook Golf Club as we celebrate the season-long race and set the stage for the 2024 finales. Mayor Mary Basta. So they got the mayor of this, you know, little suburb. Not little. I don't know. Just a suburb. Another one of a billion suburbs across this country. Another one of dozens. Tens of dozens around Chicago. Mary Basta is all of a sudden next to Greg Norman, the mayor, little Mayor Mary, said, we are excited to welcome the star-studded international field of great players to the village of Bolingbrook and Bolingbrook Golf Club. So this is where they're going. Designed by famed architect Arthur Hills and partner Steve Forrest, is located just 30 miles from downtown Chicago. This is a press release.
Here
it is. It features a 156-yard island green on its signature 15th hole, 156, so a little more stout than the boys play at TPC Sawgrass for an island. 7,100-yard layout offers rolling fairways, elevated greens winding down around seven lakes. Not six, not five, that's seven lakes that they're winding around. Selected by the PGA Tour as one of the host venues for the Form Tour in 2021, Bolingbrook, why would they put that in? Good enough for the Form Tour? Wasn't that the like ramshackle thing they threw together in the wake of COVID for when they didn't have like events for non-tour members? So it was a Form Tour event. That's like line three of the press release. This where players at the top of the stands will have their sights set on the season-long individual title. So this is where they're going. Seven lakes, island green, rolling fairways. The mayor seems thrilled. They're headed to Bolingbrook. We might have had this first, quite honestly. We threw this out there, this nugget out on the podcast, but now it's out there in official form. We didn't believe it until we see it, and now we have it.
I found my results from 2003. Not good, gotta say.
Really?
Disappoint. I knew I didn't play well. I went back, found the results.
Are you telling me you could find your results from 21 years ago faster than we can know about Russ Cochran's round last Friday? That's how readily available that data is, and the tour can't, like, you want to talk about unserious organizations. We're going to turn our eye to the tour here.
HAGA had their shit together. I shot 86, right. 80, 80 for the three rounds. Not good. Not a banner result. You don't like seeing that 246. Some good names in this event. Well, I got to say. Michael Schachner, I think he set the record for lowest round in the NCAAs. At one point, he shot a 60 or 61 in the NCAAs. To be fair, he shot 231. Yeah. Wasn't scoring conditions. I remember the greens, because it was brand new. The greens were like concrete. It was so rock hard. It was won by Todd Obergunner. Second place, Eric Meyer Dirks. He had a cup of coffee on PGA Tour.
Yeah.
Let's see. Dan Waltman.
I would give.
Carlos Sainz.
Nobody knows any of these. We're doing Carlos PGA Sainz? Pro in 2003 AJGA results.
Here Carlos Sainz.
F1 driver?
Not the F1 driver. The former PGA Tour pro. Brad Benjamin, okay. Former U.S. Publinks champ.
Sure.
Remember playing that, the Masters.
This is the first name you've said that kind of. I guess Shaq did too.
Trying to find.
So I would give Liv a lot of credit if they go around and talk about this course as like, this is where the egg was tamed. Couldn't break 80. They talk about this spot, egg tamer, a Bolingbrook egg couldn't crack 80.
God,
a cracked egg. And I would this that's a win for the Bolingbrook site selection.
I remember.
Honestly.
one of the two rounds, I missed like a three foot putt that would have broken 80. You know, one of the last two rounds. I vividly remember missing a short putt on 18.
If we could be serious for a minute, this is a terrible look for an organization trying horrible. To create some level. And like, where do you go? You try to go get in a real club for the next year and negotiate with real clubs with real history. And you just say,
we went to Bolingbrook.
I know Bolingbrook took us. Nobody else would take us. We went, like, that's just not going to break in any more new doors. It's just a bad precedent. It hurts your brand. And I got to say, because we're equal opportunity, you know, poppers here. The tour has very little leg to stand on this week. They're going to TPC Craig T. Nelson Ranch themselves. Probably a shade above Bolingbrook. It's just in the TPC network.
It's a, Andy, it's a mile. It's a mile ahead of Bolingbrook.
Well, we have on the ground intel, Andy. As hey, can, source,
real,
I trust.
Real quick, real quick. I think it's the upset of the century that Bull Valley did not host this.
Tell us about Bull Valley. What's that all about?
I think I talked about it a few weeks ago.
You did. Or the bulls are running around. Yeah, you talked about this. It hosts everything, right?
It hosts everything. I think the Lives association with Trump properties probably was a big attractor of the apparently the Bull Valley ownership. Would be a huge. I can't believe. Did they approach Bull Valley? I have to ask. Did they even approach Bull Valley? They could have gotten a cut above site. There's no way Bull Valley would have said no to this.
Okay.
You got a question. Live Golf's advanced scouting.
Bull Valley. Okay. Is it better than Bolingbrook in your estimation? Or are we talking tomato?
It's not like a golf. It's not a daily fee golf course that it's just. I mean, Bull Valley is like at least like going to provide tour level like or somewhat close to tour level conditioning. I think like you got this might be the.
I love that they got
this
a
is actually the event, the live event to go watch to see.
It's gonna be just swampy.
It's going to be right? amazing.
It's going to be rough and rowdy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might go back for it, honestly. Returns,
I love the mayor.
Returns home 21 years later to Bolingbrook Golf Club.
Site of an AJGA car wreck for you. Well, TPC Craig 86, T. Nelson Ranch.
86.
Early in the week down in Dallas area. Heard several players and caddies. It's the worst conditioned course on tour in years. The moaning and bitching is, quote, loud. There are big areas, apparently, of recent resodding where it's still kind of stitching together. Like, big areas. And they're going to play the ball up. Plan is to play the ball up Thursday and Friday with the expectation of just some rain. And they don't want the awful live bitching. And moaning to amplify because it's already, we're here Tuesday midday, already hitting a pitch of worst conditioned course in years. But you know, even if conditions are rough and it was a rough winter, at least they can rely on the architectural brilliance and history of the Craig T. Nelson Ranch, well, even if the turf is not in top shape.
This tournament has nothing to worry about. This course, this venue has nothing to worry about. Because it's got the TPC Summerlin model.
Summerlin. The Husky Boy proofing worked last year. They finally put a stop to the Husky Boy rampaging through and taking their trophy every year, which is now a plaque. They've rebranded. They've Husky Boy proofed. They've Summerlin model, and they've resodded, apparently, last week or, I don't know, Monday. Who knows?
Can
but
I
yes,
ask
that's
you a
the
question?
Early intel out of yeah.
Where does this event? Let's just say I always forget the exact number of PGA Tour events.
45, we'll call it.
45. Where does this event rank out of 45? So let's just take the opposite field events. So there's four of those, right? It's not worse than any opposite field event.
Okay.
Is
all
it?
Right.
This is a question. I think Butterfield might be better.
I need to see the Myrtle Beach Classic in action first before I make any judgments on this. Next week. I mean, this is an we talk about Liv being sort of unserious or you could laugh it off. We now have back-to-back weeks of a 65-year-old hitting a 220 in the field, and now something called the CJ Cup Byron Nelson, a TPC, like a name that makes no sense, no history, garbage, at a garbage course that has apparently been resodded on Tuesday morning. So this is pretty unserious legs to stand on themselves. CJ Cup Byron Nelson. What? And a plaque as a trophy. It's out of 45... like 40th. It's unseemly what's happened to the legacy of Lord Byron.
Is it worse than the RSM?
No. 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 The RSM should not exist.
Is it worse
this,
than the
this
Sanderson?
Should exist. It needs to be yes, it's worse than the Sanderson has some real history and character and purpose, quite frankly.
I'd say it's got to be.
Russ Cochran won the Sanders.
It's got to be 36 to 40 for me. Like 36 to 39. I mean, this is. It makes you. When you're at that point, at that stage, and it's not an opposite field event, it begs the question of why does it exist?
It doesn't make sense. Yeah. Yeah, they're just. Well. It's like the AOL Time Warner merger, too. It's like, well, we got to get rid of one. Let's just jam these names together. We got CJ Cup Byron Nelson because we can't get rid of it. We got to keep the fall of that. It's bad. It's not a good situation. It shouldn't exist or it needs to be totally rebranded. One thing that does not need to be rebranded is your skincare routine via Oars and Alps. This was out there yesterday. Lookout Mountain. A lot of it. I saw a lot of guys had it out on the tables, pulling out of the bags. One guy had the stick going. He said he used the code SHOTGUN15 for 15% off at oarsandalps.com/shotgunstart. I had someone ask us today. I always get the promo codes wrong. That's why I'm leading with this. Someone too. DM'd us and they said, what's the promo code?
We have to look them up all the time. Like I just wish I had, you know, remember when you were a kid and you used to carry around like a little sheet with all the phone numbers on? I might make one with all of our promo codes on it and just carry it around in my wallet so that I always have the promo codes because people ask me all the time for these promo codes. And I'm always like, shotgun, maybe SGS. So this one, what is this one? Shotgun 15.
I responded to the person. I sent the wrong one. I said, then I go digging through the notes. I got to find it because I don't have my card like you're talking about. It's Shotgun 15, I believe. Shotgun 15 gets you 15% off at oarsandalps.com/shotgunstart. Not just sunscreen. Could be body wash. Could be soap. Could be face cleanser, moisturizers, all sorts of stuff. You name it. Chapstick on down. One thing I like they've got is these like face wipe things. Dispose, like if you're on the golf course, so you got to go right into like a dinner in the clubhouse or rent, like they like clean on one side and then, you know, moisturize it. You like flip it around the white. It's just like a thing you rip open in your bag.
Try these.
Quick little like refresh. Oh, I tried them a couple of times and you're sweaty boy, but you're not, you know, you got to go. You got to go right to dinner. You just rip it open, clean your face. Fresh.
Oh, that's amazing.
Nice and clean. I mean, I recommend a shower if you can accommodate that. You can accommodate that.
I've been down in the Plex. That would be useful.
Yeah.
It was hot yesterday, humid, you know, and I was walking a golf course, had to go to a dinner. I needed that. I walked into the dinner. Yeah. I felt like I was just like toast, you know?
Yeah. Yep. So they've got an array of products, all, you know, meet the Mrs. Fried Egg strenuous testing for chemicals designed by two women whose husbands were active. Go to oarsandalps.com/shotgunstart. Use the promo code shotgun15. Stock up, sunscreen, whatever you need. All right, let's move on. Should we just continue our schedule for the week real quick, and then we'll get to Rory board maneuvering, Kevin Na getting
worked
up.
That sounds like a rough situation.
Rory, board maneuvering? I'll just do it now after Oars and Alps. I will do schedule for the week later. So it comes out last Tuesday, I believe, you and Murray report that Rory was headed back to the PGA Tour policy board, also headed for the board of PGA Tour Enterprises, a new for-profit larger company.
Assuming Tuesday. A board approval.
Webb Simpson would leave. And Webb Simpson said, take my jersey, put it on, wants Rudy to play, puts it on the desk of Jay Monahan, says, Rory needs my seat. Give him my seat. Wednesday, Patrick Cantlay, supposed to talk at the Zurich. Cantlay, of course, leader of the pack or whatever you want, money, 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 whatever you gave him as walk-up music. Supposed to talk Wednesday. He's no longer talking. This is 24 hours or so after the report. People want to hear about, oh, well, you know, there's this sort of undercurrent of maybe Rory and Cantlay aren't eye to eye, and Cantlay wanted to take kind of more power in the conch shell, and you've got Spieth is throwing his comments here and there. There's just some, you're trying to read between the lines, and sometimes you're reading the actual lines. So Cantlay no shows, won't talk about, you know, anything, but certainly wasn't present to address that report. Now we have on the 28th of April, late, another report from Ewan Murray. It's like actually a mixed column/report. I would call it opinion, a little bit of reporting. It said a Monday morning conference call was going to determine whether or not McIlroy will make a return to PGA Tour's policy board and become a director of the recently established PGA Tour Enterprises. We haven't heard anything about that now as of Monday. There were rumors Rory was maybe in the same spot as Jimmy Dunn on the coast of Southeast somewhere. I don't know if that was, you know, what's he doing, but you know, there's no suggestion that Rory won't be allowed in. I'm sorry. The only assumption to be drawn, here we go. Sorry, reading Ewan Murray got crossed up. The vote should have taken place last Wednesday. It is a telling indicator of the corporate muddle that McIlroy, not the most famous individual in golf, but surely the most influential, was not immediately welcomed with open arms. It is faintly ludicrous that the world number two and the proper needle mover in golf has to hang around an audition for acceptance. The 34-year-old has connections across business and golf that should render a role for him a complete no-brainer. Yasser Al-Ramayan, the governor of the PIF, will take McIlroy's call, a courtesy unlikely to be given to others not named Tiger Woods. The only assumption to be drawn from the needless delay is that there are those who are hardly impressed by McIlroy stepping back into prominence. That is Ewan, an excerpt from Ewan Murray in The Guardian. Andy, what do you make of this? Are you with him on that's the only assumption?
I think this isn't it's telling of where and how this split has happened, and it seems to be dividing more and more as time goes on. And I think like the thing that kind of sucks about all this is I think it's very clear where the McIlroy, Pepe Peter side of the fence and Webb, I think, was kind of in lockstep with this side of like, hey guys, we got to get this back together. We're losing fans. TV ratings suck and the product sucks. I think those people are, you know, if I was going to typecast them, and this is very much my opinion, right? Like, I don't think this is, but if I was going to typecast, there's two split divisions of the tour. Those that are looking out for the game as a whole and thinking about the bigger picture of the game and pushing that, and those that are looking out for themselves. And I think it's the thing that's sad is I think we know where Rory stands on the subject. He's been very honest with what he thinks needs to happen. I think the other side is a bunch of chicken shit. They're just hiding. They don't say anything. They aren't telling people what they think, but they're making these demands behind closed doors that are keeping the game apart. And for the fans, it sucks, for golf, it sucks. For men's professional golf, it sucks. And the ratings are going to continue to suffer. The events are going to continue to be worse and worse if the game doesn't get together. And I know that, like, these guys, a lot of these guys lost out on a lot of money by not taking their live offers, but they have to get over it. We are now 3 years removed from the first people going to live.
Yeah. I think there's more than the assumption that Ewan writes about, that he's needless delay. The only assumption that being drawn from the needless delay there, those who are hardly impressed by McIlroy. I think that's probably true. I don't think Cantlay maybe would be eager to have him back.
Doesn't seem like Spieth would be. I don't know who's in Cantlay's
camp.
After their hour-long talk at Pebble, you know?
Could be inferred. But I think there's a little bit more complication to it than that. I think now with the for-profit shareholders, like, this isn't just, like, the little club, your little club you made up with your friends on the block, where it was, you know, Webb's like, I'm out, you're in, take my spot. I think there are other shareholders.
Yeah.
And it's just a little more complicated. Does that mean like Rory should is fit and should, like, it's in the best interest of the game and professional game that he have a spot like this? But I just think it's a little bit more complicated. I do think it's also kind of chicken shit, like you said, that Cantlay, you know, might be very opinionated and you know, trying to wield power and then just no shows. The press conference,
no shows and no answers. Answers.
Yeah.
Same thing with Spieth. You know, the same thing with Spieth. Oh, I think we're apart. We might not need the deal. Then when he's asked more about it, there's just nothing. There's never any clarity or color on what they're doing. They just hide behind this veil. And I'm not asking to know every little detail, but I think at this point, where it seems to be at a standstill, it's been at a standstill for basically a year now. What's going on?
The framework agreement was almost a year ago now. And we're talking about, what was that report? I think, was it via Guy Kinnings that the Euro Tour, the PIF and the DP and the PGA Tour have not been in the same room once ever to like negotiate further on this? It's just mismanagement and illustrative of like the larger organizational problems that the tour has, but also some of the people that are in positions of power or in key spots right now. And I think Rory, like if this was 1975 or 65 or whatever it is, and Arnold Palmer's like, I want to be on the board and have a position of a significant say in the future of golf. Like he's just in. That's what should happen, whether right and just or whatever you want. That's what should happen. I think Rory has interest. He has some of the working knowledge. And whatever's holding it up, I do think it is a little bit more complicated. Like the director can't just, it was apparently going to be Malnati, right? Take my spot. Malnati won. And it's like, no, I want to stick around. So then I just think it probably shouldn't be that easy too. Like where Webb's like, just take my spot. I think there's, all of a sudden, there's governance problems where there's shareholders in the past they didn't need to pay attention to at all. As a nonprofit, they now kind of have to work the bureaucratic process a little more. But still, that's a separate issue also from maybe the other members.
I think the other aspect of this, why all these guys, Cantlay, Spieth, Rory, all these guys should want this to end. No, it's been good for none of them. Like they are.
Yeah.
Patrick Cantlay is playing some of the worst golf of his last 5-year run. Rory hasn't played great the last, 8 months. Jordan Spieth's not playing great. Tiger Woods isn't really playing. Let's just get this over with. And there's one guy, I was thinking about this with just like all the Scheffler fallout or not fallout, but like all the Scheffler, which guy has had like dominance. No drama with Liv? Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he just plays golf. Yep. He's got minimal sponsors. You know, he's got Nike and TaylorMade. And the fitness brand that, you know, the commercials are on. But he's just, his life is so simple because he doesn't, like, get his nose into these things. And frankly, like, Patrick Cantlay, like, these guys got to get back to just playing golf.
Cantlay is like a revolving door of, you know, Titleist, Goldman Sachs.
Apollo.
He does have a lot. He's always kind of hackling over the last bit on that, some of that stuff. Anyways, did you make any, while we're on the subject of the game struggling, did you make anything of the Zurich ratings finally getting a boost? I think it was just kind of year over year. Nothing against Davis Riley and Nick Hardy, who are pretty bona fide pros, you know, at this point in their career, tour players. You have a significant jump for the first time. I think it's just Rory, Shane Lowry getting in the mix on an otherwise kind of sleepy event. That's always been that sleepy event. You're going to get a year over year jump. And it was up 26%. Not massive, 1.8 million. So nothing enormous, but 26% jump from the prior year. It's a good jump.
One of the few superstars in golf in contention. I think that's one of the big
needle
things.
Mover, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not just we see a lot of close tournaments that don't rate well.
Yeah.
This was a close tournament with a superstar in the mix.
Right.
So, I think that's probably what you have to point to. And I think that this is the case for getting Bryson and Brooks and Phil and Rahm back, is that you need all these players. This is the stuff that drives interest. If you have all those,
we need more magic sticks.
And here's the other thing: if you have all those players back, you know what? Fields are better. Fields like this CJ Cup, because you have more depth on your tour.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. If you want more depth to your day, you want to throw something in the mix, you go to goodwalkcoffee.com/shotgun. You can sign up for a dark roast blend, a medium to dark, and a medium to light roast blend. That's the fried egg blend. I think I have the code. I don't have the card in my wallet, like my phone numbers I need to memorize, but I'm pretty sure the code is SGS, and that will get you 20% off your first purchase. If you subscribe, you get 10% off recurring. So that first one will be 30% off if you combine. I think 20 plus 10 is 30. So that's 30% off the first time you order, but 10% thereafter as you're a subscriber. It's a way to support the podcast. We worked with these guys at Good Walk, kind of developed these, picked these out. Again, tried to offer some options with medium light, medium dark. If you got a K-cup, you're a big proponent of the reusable K-cups. We had some people we were giving this out. We had a bunch of extra, or, you know, samples and a lot of coffee for everyone yesterday at Lookout Mountain. Someone said, we have K-cups. I said, well, we've got the reusable K-cups.
And help the environment out.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, did we bring some?
No, they took the samples because they were getting the reusable K-cups. Or they just took the samples to give to friends and family. Who knows where they're. But they said they were going to get the reusable K-cups. But you can get it ground. You got a whole bean. This is a way to support the fried egg, support the shotgun start. Get something, you know, many of you consume every day as it is. You know, just trying to, you know, provide a way that you can. We always, you know, ask us, do you have Patreon? Do you have a, you know, whatever? Patreon or Substack or something like that. But I don't know. I feel like this is a way on top of the fried egg, on top of the content. This is a way to support the podcast with the consumable good. Goodwalkcoffee.com. These guys, like, top notch service. Like, people ask me about this, how this is going. It's like, we are very confident. They will take care of anything that you need. And if that's something that gets screwed up, they're on top of it in a significant way. We've been so pleased with them, the way they've taken care of us. So goodwalkcoffee.com/shotgun and peruse the two options there. All right. Should we get through schedule for the week here? Finally, at long last, we got derailed by Bolingbroke and everything else. We have the CJ Cup Byron Nelson at TPC Craig Ranch in McKinney, Texas. I haven't even looked at this. You see, Will Zalatoris just WD'd. It seems
what
not
with?
Good. Zalatoris. I don't know. Just says WD. Doesn't say. At least what I'm reading. So oh, that's man. Not good.
That
one of the headliners, local guy. Yeah, yeah. Could be nothing. Could be something. I mean, how do you not go KH Lee? How do you not go Husky Boy? He's at home. He's playing his for a national cup, the CJ Cup. I think I go Husky Boy. Is he even in the field? He better be in the field. I mean, that's just a presumption. Presumption.
He's down to World 91. He's been terrible. I guess he's a top five at Cognizant. Never mind. Top five at Cognizant and top 10 at Valspar. Maybe he is rounding into form.
Oh,
I don't want to talk about
it. Hot the trot. Two station-to-station venues there. He's ready to rock and roll.
I don't know if he can play the
Summerlin model, switching the pars. He's good to go.
I think they've thrown him for a loop with the Summerlin model.
I'm going KH Lee until they tell me he can't finish, you know, gets completely blown out to sea here. Who are you taking?
I'm taking the only global superstar in the field.
Jordan Spieth is in the field.
I'm taking Tom Kim.
So presumably... I'm coming in hot from Tennessee. I have a cutthroat corner prepared, but I didn't feel like it was fully fleshed out. So that'll come Friday.
It's gonna come
Somebody's
Friday.
Squarely in my sights for this one.
Well, it's going to be a little too late for the PGA Tour Live to come after you. Hey, can we get comment from you on PGA Tour Live? And give me a second here. I'm gonna get this. I just want to drop in the whole conversation on PGA Tour Live. I want to get your take on this. You kind of were ducking. The High Flyers really performed last weekend at LIV, and Cochran nearly made the cut after your dismantling of them in Cochran Corner. So this was on PGA Tour Live. I think it was Brian Katrick who said this.
Yeah. Russ Cochran can take anybody that hosts a podcast, give them two aside, and play them for their car podcasts.
Well, you can have my car. It smells like mildew. I can't get rid of it. They asked me to pay $18,000 for it. I'll give him, you know, no aside. He can take my car. Ridiculous. I think Brian Katrick's taking the whole genre and medium of Cochran Corner a little too seriously. No one was besmirching the talent of Russ Cochran. No one was besmirching his accomplishment as a 600 start player. But we have reliable intel that he was hitting it, you know, 230. I don't know. Also, Rory McIlroy hosts a podcast and the Rory and Carson podcast. I think he would do all right playing for a car. With two aside. So I think there are podcast hosts out there, you know, Stoltz and Subpar, Shane, there's guys out there. I think the universe, I don't know. They went at me. I don't know I don't even think he was responding to me. Do you think we were mean to Russ Cochran? I was simply asking a question of a guy who played with Bob Charles who was born in 1936, also playing an event in 2024. They almost made the cut. Would have been the all-time alt shot rounds last Friday. 69, double bogey. We have no idea how they did it, but I'm still upset almost a week later.
I think you should have to apologize. I think you should
to who?
Send
Brian Katrick?
I think you should send Russ Cochran a note, a handwritten note saying you're sorry for Cochran Corner, that you stepped over a line.
Does anyone think I was being mean to Russ Cochran? And is anyone in their right mind? Like, this guy, I took him to be facetious, and I thought he was just having fun with podcasts. I thought he was having fun. I was laughing at it. I thought it was great. But no one in their right mind is mounting an earnest defense of 65, like getting mad that someone else might be wondering why 65-year-old Russ Cochran is in a PGA Tour field. No one. You are an idiot shill who's been just drowned in the Kool-Aid on the other side of the moat if you are offering any kind of real defense of that. No, is it the biggest deal? No, it's funny. It's great. But if you're getting mad that someone might be wondering why he's in the field, then you have lost the plot. That's all I would say. But I was happy with it. Can Russ Cochran beat me at golf if he's calling me out personally? Yes, he would kick my ass. And I think that no podcast in the right mind would ever, should ever call his ability into question. So, no, I was never ducking Cochran corner. And I'm glad they almost made the cut. I wish they would have. I wish we knew how they almost missed it.
I wish they would have made the cut. That would have been, it would have been a triumph.
Would have been awesome. Would have been amazing. We would have maybe been able to see him play on the weekend. Would have been a miracle. So,
one of the broadcasters, I was asking if they were going to get ready for with Cochran facts for the weekend.
Is he playing the Insperity Invitational to continue with our schedule for the week? We'll have to check that up. The PGA Tour Champions is at the Woodlands with Alker, Ames, Els, Furyk. Lahner is back. Just how about insane. That? Bernhard Lahner?
How about this? This is a comeback player of the year right here.
God. Justin Leonard, Steve Stricker, David Toms, and Mike Weir at the Woodlands Country Club. This is on Golf Channel. There's no LPGA. DP World Tour is the Volvo China Open. Jonas Blixt, Dylan Fratelli. We've got some PGA Tour cast-offs over there. Blixt and Fratelli. Houghton Lee, my guy Matteo Manassero, Matthias Schwab, Ashin Wu, also in the field. And then also, I want to shout out this week at, I believe, noon on Wednesday, we have the NCAA selection show. So NCAA, real competition coming up here. Are they in La Costa this year? Are they out of Greyhawk? Is that right?
Yeah, the NCAA is going to La Costa. This is La Costa. It'll be a big story.
So this is, I'm sorry, not noon, 2 to 3 Eastern on Wednesday with our guy Brentley and Burkowski, others on Golf Channel. Auburn's the number one likely seed. You got Vandy, Arizona State, North Carolina, Tennessee, Florida State are likely to be the top seeds. And then you got all the regionals, and Texas is hosting. You know, just won Big 12s for the first time in 6 years. So, didn't their coach implement all the changes? Wasn't he kind of behind the La Costa stuff, John Fields? So,
yeah,
you got college golf, kind of like this is their sweet spot, month of May, with some interest in college golf. That'll be on Golf Channel Wednesday afternoon. I think that does it for our schedule for the week. Do we have any other news we want to hit on? Anything else you want to get to? Kevin Na. Putzing around in the sand and trees, cursing.
I'd be mad Aussie if I was years. Wearing that shirt too.
I don't think Kevin Na has ever known what shirt he is, worried about what shirt he has on. A lot of garish, loud designs. That, you know,
the whack. Remember the whack logo?
Yeah, yeah. Win at all costs. I enjoyed walking around their booth at the PGA show, just sort of having fond memories of Kevin Na. So. All right, I think that does it for this first of the month Wednesday episode. Go to Oars and Alps. Go to Good Walk Coffee. We will be back with you on Friday. I have a cutthroat corner ready to go. We'll talk then.